this is just you and me, huh? Y'all should have sing and heard this guy singing and dancing the other night if you didn't. Well, so here's, have you ever moved into a new house? No, lived in the same one? Here's the story about when God wanted Abraham, he got to move to a different country. That's where we were. It says, in the city of Ur, in the country of Chaldea, there lived a man called Abraham. His wife's name was Sarah. And one day God said to Abraham, I want you to leave Ur and go far away to the country of Canaan. If you do as I say, I will make you the father of a great nation. And now Abraham and Sarah had no children, but they believed God and did as he said. They took Lot, Abraham's nephew, their servants, their flocks, and their herds, and they left Ur. They left their family, home, and friends, all the people and places they knew so well, and set out for an unknown land. Travel was slow, and the journey to Canaan a long one, but at last they arrived. They set up their tents at Mamre. They set up the tents at Mamre near Hebron, and for a long time they all lived happily together. But as the herds of cattle and the flocks of sheep increased, there was not enough water or grass for them all. There were quarrels between the men who lived at Abraham's cattle and the men who lived at the Lot's. So Abraham and Lot decided it was time to move. Abraham let Lot choose where he wanted to go. And Lot decided to move down from the hills into the green valley of the River Jordan, down to Sodom. There he would have plenty of water and good grass for his flocks. Lot moved on. This meant that Abraham had to stay up on the hills where there wasn't much water and the grass was thin and brown. But although the valley looked good, Lot had made the wrong choice. The people who lived in Sodom were proud and greedy and lazy. And they were hard and cruel and violent. And terrible things were done in Sodom, and no one was sorry or ashamed. So when God asks you to go move somewhere, there's not a lot of promises. Whenever God asks you to do anything, you know, it's going to work out in the end, but he doesn't promise it's going to be easy. And we're going to talk in just a minute in a sermon about some of what that means, about how you can be thankful for hard things that you don't want to do, but God wants you to do, just like the big man. Okay? So can we pray? You know how we do it. Dear God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for letting me be here. Help me trust you when you ask me to do something hard. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. The Old Testament reading is from the 118th Psalm, verses 19 through